Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's the reunion special part one. It's the Real Housewives of Orange County. These accusations are severe, but not as severe as these spray tans. Let's get it started.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I can feel my face when I'm with you. That was Kelly, or was it?
Booger sugar.
So, I can't feel my face. That's an insinuation for...
Sniff.
Cocaine. Mm-hmm. We're just going to say it flat out because that's what the show is about.
Yep.
We're keeping it real. It's the Real Housewives of Orange County After Show for AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Hollywood Leanne. I have my panel, not my full panel, but I have my panel with me.
Yes. We are here tonight to talk about Real Housewives. I'm Thomas Erlina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Erlina.
Hey guys, super excited to chat tonight. I'm Mike DeCurio. Excited. Let's do this.
You guys, it's been quite a journey. We had the Housewives here last week. It was quite an episode.
Crazy.
Jesus. Everybody, we were just so crazy, so excited. We ran out of... We didn't even get to our segments.
I know. News, tweets, nothing.
We didn't get to anything.
We have a lot to do tonight.
Yeah. Tonight, we have to make up for it. So yes. We promise everything is juicy tonight. Everything is fully loaded. Thomas conjured up some tweets.
Wow, there.
Maite has some stuff up her sleeve. I brought in a picture of Matt.
I what? Brought in
yes. So
you
we have,
found it?
I have found... There's only like three pictures of this hunk on the internet. We
oh my
found
goodness.
It. Let's kick it off. We have a lot to talk about.
Fashion.
It's the reunion special part one. But let's talk about what they're wearing.
Hey.
Oh. On the dance floor. Yes. Okay. Let's talk about.
Who goes first?
What are we doing? Talk about. Let's start positive because we're positive Pollies around here.
I'll start it off then.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, no, because I already actually, know what you're going to say.
Well, I actually changed my decision like minutes before coming on live because
who's
as much
dressed?
As I loved all of their outfits, I would say my best dressed is Vicky Gumbelson. I love the styling
I
of
love
it.
The color. I don't like the fit or the styling.
The
I love
fit,
the color.
It's just so different. I know, like, you know, it's not a safe look. And
is
I know she kind of went for it. Yeah, because one side is like the
it
way
looks
that
like
it looks.
Like Megan wore it a couple seasons ago.
It sure does have the same color,
who?
Too.
Megan? Megan? Remember her? Megan? I don't
Props
know her.
To Vicky. I love that color on her. It worked.
Okay, my take?
Okay, for me, I have to say, out of everyone, it's definitely Kelly. She looks sophisticated, like a straight-up cougar.
She doesn't
like
look like Little Red Riding Hood?
No, I actually like this look on her. And her makeup looks so good.
Her makeup looked great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for me, it's going to be such a surprise because everybody knows who my faves are. You know, everyone knows who I... usually go for, I'm not biased when it comes to the breakdown. I just keep it real, but everyone knows who I like and who I don't like.
Emily.
No, I'm actually going to go for best dressed Shannon Bedore.
I knew you were going to say that.
I think she looks really, really clean and chic.
Mm-hmm.
It's not overdone. Like, Tamara could have been clean and chic, but instead she did triple-fied bronzer on the spray tan.
Oh, my God.
It's very severe. The dress could have been cute, like a little cha-cha dress.
You know, the dress was cute in the
but
shape.
But the makeup doesn't go with it. It's nighttime.
I think it was the color that didn't do her justice here. Because, like,
know.
Black to a reunion.
I
know she said she didn't wear black to the reunion ever, but, I mean, it would have been nice to see it in color.
I don't know.
I mean, the only thing I kept staring on was all that glitter that she had on her chest. It was, like, purple, and it kept
no,
standing out.
No, it was
out.
The severity of the spray tan. That was shadowy.
But they added glitter on it, too. It was just too
They wanted
much.
To add some lightness to it, to bring it to life. She looked like, oh, it was just not good.
No.
All right, well, since we're just slipping right into the negative, let's talk about worst dress. I'm going to go, even though I love her and she was here last week, Gina, it is too much for the eye. It's very Party City. She is a sweetheart, and I love her to death. And, you know, we went out for sushi. We're We're friends.
Your BFFs.
Yeah, but yeah. I have to keep it real. I don't like the dress. I don't like... Well, it looks like the sequin theme just kept going from the birthday party.
I think mm-hmm. the sequin is cute. I think it could have been a little bit more sexier. It's an okay dress for me.
It was just a little too much. The big hair, the big makeup. Like, you can literally see every color of her eyeshadow. And then on top of that, it was just the sequence of all her dress.
The dress, clean makeup,
clean
right?
Clean makeup, yeah. Or, you know what? Just have it pop. I love big hair. But just... You're right. Like, it could have been a little bit more sexier.
Yeah,
like,
she has a great body. It.
Okay, so we got into it. We don't mean no harm, but no! Honorable mention to Emily. I feel like she looks classic, and I think she's just gorgeous in general. But they all look beautiful, but we're just voting here, so.
Yes. I didn't really, I'm not a fan of Emily's hair.
The half up, half down. It's very Ariana Grande.
Yeah, because then she wore like it was kind of like open from the side, so it was just a little bit too much.
I just feel like she looked classic. It was like a classic kind of.
So
like,
you know what?
The fit was perfect on her. Yeah, the fit was perfect on her. I thought she looked great.
Yeah, I thought she looked classic. Yeah, all right, we're going to move on. It's just fashion. We have a lot to talk about. We opened up with a fabulous montage reminding us that the season wasn't that boring, you guys.
You know what? I think the reunion made up for the whole season. Like, this reunion, they jam-packed that first episode, you know? They even moved it a night to kind of shuffle things around.
We didn't even know about that.
Stop trying to shove Dirty John down our throats, Bravo! Jesus!
You know what?
I thought it was a great montage, though. It just, like, really reminded us, like, honestly, because people were still talking shit on Twitter. They were saying, like, you know, this is just so boring, and I'm just glad the reunion's great, because the season was boring. The montage reminded us that it was pretty good, for my opinion.
But it was like montages of like seasons past, not just this season.
You're very right
so
about that.
So every single time someone took out something dirty, it was like, yeah, but look at season 10.
What it was actually is Maite is totally right, and that's exactly what we're going to get into.
Yes.
This entire episode is the journey of Vicky Gunvalson. We're not only going to just talk about her and explain her entire journey, because that's what the show did tonight. Oh, we really didn't even talk about any other housewives. We'll get into Kelly, we'll get into Gina, but we really do talk about Vicky for like the first 30 minutes of the episode. We talk about everything. But for now, we talk about how we introduce two new housewives. We revisit with the three amigas, and we go through the journey of how Vicky wasn't in the best place with these ladies, and now she is. So they're like moving forward. So
that's kind of crazy. It's interesting that it was about Vicky and Kelly in the first episode, because I think like the whole season wasn't about them. I think it was a lot about Shannon. I think it was a lot with Tamara and Eddie. And like, I don't know where the first episode we're talking about Vicky and Kelly.
And none of them feel the same way that they felt on the episode. Mm-hmm. They don't feel the same way now in the reunion. Like, they all have different opinions about Vicky and Steve.
And they're all attacking each other too on social media.
It's
like
really
last week,
strange.
Yeah, like Tamara was attacking Emily. I really wanted to bring that up too, but Emily was like, "I am not having it with her." Like,
didn't Emily and Gina say here at AfterBuzz that Kelly and Vicky were like going to dinner?
They said
online that they had gone to dinner after the reunion, and people were like, "Oh, it was for ratings."
I'm just like, I really don't know. Hmm. Okay, let's keep going. They're whooping it up, tequila, as we continue down the Vicky journey. Gina jumps in and she's like, hold on, I know I look like I'm going to Studio 54, but you said that you don't want to be that girl, you know?
Yeah.
So Kelly jumps in immediately, letting Vicky know, I'm on to you and I'm going to come for you. Mm-hmm.
I like that move on her part, because that's like what you need to do in a reunion.
Because you're letting them know. You're letting them know, like, I'm getting ready.
Yeah.
Get ready, because I'm going to come for you.
And for somebody new, that was surprising, right?
Yeah.
I love that.
She's like, oh, don't you know the hypocrisy with Vicky?
She didn't.
Don't you know?
Yeah. She didn't hold back. She was like, oh, wait, don't mean to interrupt, but I'm going to interrupt you, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I think.
Yeah. You have to get it
Vicky's
in.
Vicky's like, shut up, Kelly.
What did she call her? An instigator? What did she say? I can't remember, but...
I don't know. She just kept alluding to the fact that she was being a hypocrite.
Yeah, a hypocrite.
We talk about Steve, and even Emily jumps in, and she's like, I think that they're great together. And Kelly jumps in, how do you know? Where are you, like, there for the relationship? Like, you can't just jump in right now, because the water is hot, and Kelly is like, look... I'm coming after Vicky. If you are going to be in the line of fire, you're going to be shot. Back up, girl. Back up.
She did back up, though.
She did back up.
Which was good for her to do. because she played kind of like the mediator in between all of them.
She's ready to go, and we're just really, we talk about everything. We talk about Dawn, the insurance, and how they have like the whole life insurance on him, and we have all the ladies pretty much validate the Steve and Vicky relationship, which is a new moon compared to what we saw on camera. I mean, Tamara even brought up Brooks.
Wait, I have a question. Are we going to see Steve at this reunion? Are the husbands going to come out?
I don't know.
Is Shane going to come out?
They showed no preview. I know the answer to the second part of your question.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything. I obviously have my sources now.
I mean, it's three parts, so they would have to bring out Shane. They would have to bring out
people. I love how the preview was just for what we saw. Like, we don't even know what's going to happen. Next episode. Did we see a preview for next episode? You know I'm brain dead all the time.
No, they didn't give it. I mean, I watched it yesterday.
I'm on overload. I have to do Atlanta after this, and it was a double episode.
Yeah.
Sorry about the confusion. Yeah, so, yeah, let's...
We're just hoping that the husbands come out on the reunion.
That would be so interesting what Shane has to say, because I feel like he does have...
Well, there was a lot about the couples this season. And the couples...
And
couples...
Eddie... Oh, my God, and Eddie, like, seeing Shannon, like, what is Shannon going to think now that Eddie is...
Well,
it's
been like a couple seasons now that he's been very vocal about Shannon, I think, right? Especially, I think it started last season.
I just hope that they come out.
It's very much about the couples. Yeah. So, you know, some of them are suggesting counseling. Some people have said, oh, well, counseling helped us. That's where the relationships are really, really coming into play. Premarital counseling. Kelly reveals Steve doesn't even want to get married. You know, he's just happy to be with her. And Vicky kind of says, very faintly, well, you know, this kind of true. And then we get into Steve's history. That's when Emily jumped in and said, oh, well, I've seen the relationship, so we kind of derailed. Mm-hmm. But we were on to something really hot right there. Vicky actually agreed and said, well, yeah, that's kind of true. Steve's been married 3 times.
Mm-hmm. He just doesn't want to go through the process again. I think that he loves Vicky. It's very apparent. But I just don't think he wants to go through the process again. And I think that's what Vicky wants.
Well, she was playing it very hard tonight, going, yeah, oh, we're only going to get married if it's right, and I don't want to get divorced again.
It's like she's switching her stories every single episode. It's like one minute you're asking him to marry you, and the next minute you're like, we have to do couples therapy
beforehand.
She's
very smart. She's very smart. I feel like it's, I don't want to say calculated, because some of it has to be on the fly. You know what I mean? When you come up with these decisions to just come after somebody, you know what I mean? It's tit for tat for sure, but Vicky just cuts deep and twists the knife, you know?
If people come for her, she will do that.
And she straight up tells you, though. Like, I'm going to come for you. Like, you come for me, I'm going to hit back. Like,
she got a lot of hate on social media. We'll get into the tweets later, so stay tuned.
Well, let's keep going. Vicky says she's going to even come after Brooks. This is what I'm talking about. I feel like sometimes it's calculated things she's going to say, and then sometimes I feel like she's just running her mouth. I don't think she came into the reunion trying to accuse Kelly of cocaine. I think it was just she was getting fed up with, like, the fat comments and the butt comments. Right before that, Kelly was talking about... She was like, turn around and talk about your butt. Huh? 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 And I feel like she just needed to, like, jab her really hard.
She did.
But it was like, meaningless stuff in comparison to her saying that she's accusing her of cocaine. Like,
that's why Kelly said, isn't it insanity that I said something about your butt and you're talking about me doing drugs?
Yeah.
And Vicky was like, well, you come for me, I'm going to come for you. It's very black and white. We saw it play out on the show. What I just can't believe is how we're letting her kind of get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Has she gotten away with it?
I don't know. Everyone's going really crazy. Here's the thing, though. Don't get me wrong. I'm very much Team Kelly when it comes to this. Just because I think Vicky was wrong from the beginning. If you go back to the very beginning of the season, she broke girl code.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you come to court without clean hands, the judge is not going to care what has happened to you, because basically you put yourself in that situation / you instigated the situation.
Right.
You broke girl code. Therefore, you started off bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people have been saying online, too, that Vicky was never really Kelly's friend. She needed a friend in that season that she was on the outs with the other women.
That's still breaking girl code, though.
It's like, still breaking girl code.
If you're all hanging out together.
I feel for Kelly, because I feel like she's right back season 1 where she started.
that, by herself.
That hurt again. You know what I mean? The other girls are just watching. Tamara's going, ooh, oh, just sitting
Shannon there. Well, because she's been in that position before.
Shannon looked actually mortified of what was coming out of Vicky's mouth.
There were some moments she did. When she why couldn't you just be like,
stop. You know, you look ridiculous right now. Stop it.
I think she just wants to be on good terms with
Caroline Manzo, that shit. You know what I mean? Just be like, stop it. Just stop right
there. It's like
there.
They're all trying to control themselves, like the Tres Amigas, and they're all trying to just stand within their tribe.
When they asked her if she was going to get married in Tamara last night, it was like next season.
It's Tres Amigas, but they're on three separate islands. They're not even real friends. Come on, you guys.
They had a lot of underlying issues.
I know. They would have all stuck up for each other. It was really interesting to watch tonight. I feel like the ones who really had the real friendship were sitting across from the couch.
Yeah.
I could feel Gina and Emily's energy, like, really getting together. I feel Kelly was by herself, and that's what made me feel sorry for her. But I have to say this, because there's going to be a small percentage of people out there that are not going to be on Kelly's side. You know what I mean? I was watching it with someone at home, my boyfriend, and he was watching it, and he said about Kelly, oh, look at her crying. I just want to go up to her and said what she said to Shane. Oh, you little bitch, you little twerp.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, whoa, that is crazy. And he was like, crazy. But it just shows there's so many different opinions out there.
I want to know what Heather the Bro thinks.
Well, she probably feels the same way
she would be mortified. No, she'd be mortified.
I felt really bad for Kelly. I felt horrified for her. She's a mom, and the whole drug situation, it's just a low blow. And that's what I thought. I told him, I said, don't you think it's just a low blow? And he was just like, he feels like they've all been dirty before.
Do we think she's the new Phaedra? Because that's what people are saying.
You know what, though? For Phaedra, I have to say that before the reunions were aired, we already knew that she wasn't going to come back. But for this time around, it's like, okay, Vicky needs to own up to it and kind of just
be gone. Talk about the news and how Kelly's threatening. Don't go anywhere. We're going to still get into it. We still have to talk about. Then all of a sudden, Gina jumps in. You know, Andy's like, I've had enough of Vicky. We're all going to really get into the whole cocaine thing. For now, she's just being vile by saying, blah, 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 you look like a baboon,
yeah,
and all this other stuff. For now, we get into Gina, and even Andy is like talking about her hunky husband that we haven't seen. And she says straight up, he would have lost his job if he would have appeared on the show.
I wish we had known that since the beginning, because we kept on questioning and questioning and questioning it. Well, and if we would have known, we would have been like, okay.
A lot of things about her divorce, but I don't think we ever questioned that it existed.
No, of course not. But the fact that he wasn't. Never showed his face or an image of him.
I mean, I kind of figured it had to do with the job. Either that or he was just really embarrassed that they were going to get a divorce and that it was going to all
I thought up. It was that, actually. Mm. I didn't know it was work.
So, I mean, everyone has a different perspective. But somebody tweeted me about the wedding photo, which is so interesting.
Where he is backwards.
Yes, somebody was like, why would she post that? There is just something fishy about this.
And they're showing his face.
And I'm just like, oh, I love Twitter. But it's just...
I mean, she's having her moment. It's her wedding.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, though, you know that the photographer takes 1,000 photos at 1,000 different angles. She chose to put that one up because she doesn't want his face to show.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
And that's the only image we've ever seen, by the way, of them two together. On the show?
Really? Yes. That is so funny.
You have to pause your DVR and look through like their family photos on the counter or something.
No wonder that tweet
was so fired up. I love it. Keep the tweets coming.
Yes.
But yeah, you know what? Somehow we go back to Vicky and the whole believing in God thing. And I'm just like, moral compass. Why are we talking about Vicky again? I feel like the whole episode was about her. What broke my heart was when we just go back to Gina, because she's like, I'm not even going to entertain this. Like, I'll just say I'm agnostic. I don't know what I believe. I guess that's what that means, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is allowed to believe whatever they're allowed to believe. That's what makes the world go round, is us being different. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't go crazy when someone is of a different religion or of a different political party. I think we should all simmer.
Spread love, y'all.
That's all I'm going to say.
Spread love.
It is what it is, you guys. It is what it is. So let's just try to get to a solution at this point. So I don't think fighting with each other about this kind of stuff really, really works. So,
and also when Gina was, you know, they were getting really into Gina and her whole situation, I really did like how Kelly was like looking at her and would throw like side comments at her and have her back. Like, I felt like they both had each other's back at certain points. And even when
Kelly is cool with, she can be cool
even
like
when
that.
Vicky was attacking Kelly, like Gina was just like, yeah, that's not a good thing to do. Like, what were you thinking? It was just kind of like that voice of reason, I think, that Kelly needed. So I don't necessarily think she was by herself.
Well, the three of them have really clicked this season because the three or the Tres Amigas had their own vibe going on.
Oh, totally.
So Kelly kind of morphed in there.
She's with the young ones.
We finally really dug into Gina a little bit, and it broke my heart. She said, he's never looked at me and been like, wow, you look so beautiful. And I'm just like,
in all that time?
I know.
Well, you have to think, it's like young love. In the beginning, you don't really know how to, like, I guess you're like boyfriend training wheels. Like, you're supposed to kind of break up, go off, and then come back.
Venture,
you know what
off,
I mean?
Yeah.
But they just, like, they've been together since they were very, very young. So I feel like all the mistakes were just taken out on her, maybe. I don't know. Relationships are very hard.
I think
I've been
she's
in one for
a
really long
right
time,
now.
So I can say they're very, very difficult. It's work.
I think she's at a low point right now, but it's going to be interesting to see if they bring her back next season, what she's going to do, because I think, you know, she's young.
She deserves
she has a
Prince
a lot.
Charming.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She has a lot. I mean, business-wise, too, she could, I don't know what her passions are, but I think that there is space for her on the show.
Oh, 1,000%. I feel like fashion.
I know, but even just love. Right now, I'm thinking about her heart and the fact that no one has said to her that you look beautiful. Like, come on. She deserves some guy, a hunky guy, to tell her that she looks gorgeous and then just, like, make out with her and throw her on the couch.
Well, she's an hour away from L.A., so there's a lot of guys out here, I'm sure, that will love
exactly.
her.
I mean, Matt's a hunk and stuff, and she respects him. I mean, she cries that she feels bad that she has to just be honest and say the truth. Like, you know, he's not a good husband. He's a great father, mm-hmm. and I see him say these amazing things to my daughter, mm-hmm. but he doesn't say those things to me as a wife, and that's what I'm missing.
Yeah.
So it's clicking to me. It's all clicking for me.
It was kind of like a little closure that we needed, too.
It did.
Now I'm like, okay, I understand. I get where she's coming from, and I feel like as us watching, we're able to put the pieces together and figure it out.
Yeah, it took time to get the whole piece together when mm-hmm. we were at the end of
totally.
The season.
I still want to know, though, if he's a little promiscuous, though.
Uh-oh. Well, before we go any further, we have an announcement here. AfterBuzzers, our network, produces after shows for all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi. There's no other network that does that. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow, which we would really appreciate. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well. Let us know in the comments that you did. We'll shout you out next week on air. For now, thanks for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of talk.
Yes, the ESPN of talk. Subscribe. We'll shout you out.
No one like us.
No.
Exactly. We actually started this whole everyone has a podcast now.
I know.
Everyone loves to talk about Real Housewives. Let's just say AfterBuzz TV, they have been doing this for such a long time.
Mm.
So thank you to Maria and Kevin for letting us do this and jump on this platform. I love what I do. I love the fans. So thank you for being in the chat with us.
Yes.
Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for following us on all social media platforms. At Hollywood Leanne. Let's keep it going, though. Let's get into we get into some dark areas, you know.
Starts getting cloudy.
It starts getting, you know, we're getting off the Gina train, but we're not fully off. I don't know what's going on with you guys, but my DirecTV has been really, really fuzzy.
It has been. It
every
chops
single
things, right?
episode. And it's really pissing me off.
Mine didn't.
I don't understand,
I
don't get the point of that. Do I have to switch to a different, like, carrier or something?
I was thinking that. I'm like,
Spectrum,
what is going
that's
on?
What I have.
It's always during, like, the
happened.
Best times, too. Like, you know, when two people are about to kiss, and all of a sudden,
they did that on Atlanta, too.
Every single show,
it's
I'm
wild.
Telling you.
Yeah.
Not for me.
They're talking about if you're not getting any at home, you're going to venture out. Kelly and Vicky are on this agreement for some reason. And they're like, yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And Gina and Shannon are saying, look, I'm just saying that the relationship is not good. That's why he's going out and look for it. We want to know, put it in the chat. Do you guys agree? Like, if your relationship isn't solid, if you guys are not being intimate, are you going to go out and look for it? Shannon was like, I don't believe that. And Andy jumped in being all shady, and he was like, yeah, but David was out getting something.
Yeah, it's always the guy who goes out and does it first before the woman. And the woman's always the one that says, you know what, I've had enough. I'm not going to deal with this, and I'm going to put the divorce. It happened to Shannon. It happened to Kelly. I feel like
so you're saying females are not the type to just, you know, are going to go out and...
No, I don't. I think it's mostly like a male thing for them to just go out and venture out.
I kind of agree. I hate to be like...
I know. I hate that, too. But it's true. Just, seeing how all of them have gone.
Not everyone's like that. Obviously, there's some women that are like, I'm going to go get my own.
But Kelly Kelly is like that. She's the type of woman who would be like, I don't care. I'm going to go out and get it. But she did it after she got divorced.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. And then we just really get into the thick of it. Even though they were agreeing for a little second, it was weird.
It was weird.
They were doing that throughout the episode. They were doing that throughout the episode. She was like, yes, I totally agree with you, Kelly. And I'm just like, you're crucifying her right now. How are you like, it was so strange. Let's get into it. Andy said it best. He said, the cover-up is worse than the crime. Kelly tweeted, douchebag, your girlfriend is a pig. Okay. That is pretty severe. Here's the thing, though.
At first, I was like, who is this girlfriend?
I think that Vicky has been holding on to this. And that's why she went on the double date.
She saved it for Mad Day.
Yeah, she did. I feel like it happened accidentally. But then when she started getting mad, and she was like, I'm going to go and watch What Happens Live and say that I went on a double date again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just went out of control. Because, you know, Vicky, if you punch her, she's going to punch you back. It's just going to hurt more.
Now, do we think Michael actually said all of these things?
I don't think so.
My theory is that probably Vicky kept on, like, feeding him drinks. And then he kept on spilling more and more and stuff. And then maybe something slipped out. And she's like,
take the little facts and then just the thing is, you could just be drunk and be like, yeah, I just feel like she's not around,
yeah,
and just take that and be like, that's a fact.
That's exactly what happened.
He said that you're not around.
They used to live together. They don't live together anymore, so definitely it's a big change. So
I
can
see Michael getting drunk and be like, shit, 14 years of hell.
That's the only way I can picture it. I don't picture him saying anything like this sober or it just doesn't make any sense to me.
It was getting really ugly.
Yeah. It was getting really ugly. I don't know. I know that Vicky holds grudges, though, and it's not good. And Vicky goes deep, and she twists the knife. She says they are not friends with Michael at all. She's like, we're not friends with Michael at all. But I do know that he has a girlfriend because I saw him at the parade for Huntington Beach, and he showed up with her, and we met her. So that means you talk to her. Uh-huh. I'm just like, I can't with you. Mm-mm. I can't with you. She's just,
Then they asked her if she had proof of the whole cocaine allegation.
No, she doesn't.
And she's like, no, I don't. It's
and
just
then what was really interesting, I don't know if anybody else caught this. You guys. She was like, that's just what we heard.
She went like this.
Oh, yeah.
And Shannon was like frozen. Mm-hmm. She did not move at all. She just was like.
But was she alluding to the fact that her and Shannon knew, or we meaning her and Steve?
No, I don't Shannon. Know. Tamara looked too, because she didn't say a word. So I think the three of them heard it from someone.
I don't know. It's just really dark. Well, I don't think you should go that route. I think it was too below that. I'm mad at Vicky, you guys.
Well, I think with Vicky, some people have been saying, like, I'm sure that there might be a little bit of truth to it, because where would she could have said any other drug.
Well, no, I'm just going to keep it real, and I follow a lot of blogs and a lot of Orange County groups and a lot of Bravo groups, and I've been hearing that Kelly's brother is, like, the one who has said this before publicly as well.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's true. It's just from the blogs.
Allegedly.
We all know the blog can be 50-50.
Did you guys see Kelly's story last night on her Instagram?
No.
Well, she had her daughter on, and then her daughter called Vicky a bitch. Yeah,
well, she is being a bitch. And even though it's just disappointing because she can just play so dirty. I love Vicky. She's the OG. But at the same time, I don't want her to be doing this kind of stuff.
No, it's
messy. She really went there. I think she was really pissed off. This was the most mad we've ever seen her.
She's like, don't talk about my ass. I just got it done. Don't you dare talk. You know how much money I paid for this fat transfer? Don't you be calling me a fat ass. You do cocaine. You do cocaine.
Her farts are deadly, right?
Yes.
Oh my god. She's like, she's a fart. She's silent but deadly.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna kill your whole family. I'm just like, she called you a fart, so you throw out cocaine. Like, come on.
Dirty. It's not nice, it's rude.
Oh, but yeah. I just don't like the way she treats people. That's like, that's rude. You guys have all treated people like crap. All of you.
Yeah. And they've all said some very nasty things.
Exactly. Andy asked, you know, if she would have came to you, like, would it been okay? Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This whole thing from the beginning. And she says, yes, everything would have been okay. But, you know, Vicky was just really gunning for it. That's when she brought up the 14 years of hell. And that's when we saw the clip from Watch What Happens Live when she says, like, I stand by everything. And I'm not going to tell Kelly anything. It's none of her business. And yeah, I went out with Michael. So, you know, she really
She's still trying to cut her, too. There was, like, those side comments that was trying to cut her. It was
obvious.
I don't
understand it. They really started going at it. That's when, you know, they go to break and she calls Michael and this whole lying thing comes up.
Yeah.
Liza Minnelli lies!
Did anybody find it funny where she was like, I don't do drugs, and she's like downing the champagne at the same time?
I did not notice. I was like, drink.
I was looking at the hairdresser the whole time, fluffing her hair, and then it would get so severe she would back up, and then she would go back. Like, he said I did cocaine!
Yeah, but it was good, too, that Michael was on the phone because he's like, no, calm
that
down.
That was good that he was on the phone.
And I feel like he said all the right things.
He did.
She did let him know at the very top, you're on camera.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but then when Vicky says, like, the 14 years and all that, destroying every year.
It's just not right. Horrible. It's just not right. Glad that, I mean, this is, like, Vicky's whole defense is that, oh, Michael said. This is just what Michael said. I can't help what Michael has told me. Well, Michael denies all of this. Mm-hmm. So that's when Gina says, it's not okay. This, everything you guys say to each other, it is not okay.
Aw, Gina.
And that's why she wins for
MVP.
MVP for biggest heart and biggest outfit train wreck. Gina, we love you.
Yeah.
She did great.
You did so good
Gina
for
did
your
so
first.
So good for her first.
For her first season.
Yeah, she didn't look nervous. Neither did.
She looked bright.
Shining bright like
she's
a diamond.
She's going to work on hair and makeup. We talked about it when we went to dinner because we're friends. Mm-hmm. She said she's going to just work on the hair and makeup. You know, she just didn't know. You know, you just. Competing against professionals, you know, it's a learning experience.
Can we get into our tweets?
Let's get into tweets. We have a lot to tweet about.
Tweets.
Tweet tweets, and we have a lot to talk about. Make sure you're tweeting us. Letting us know what you're doing.
This is my favorite segment of our show. This is Your Tweets with Thomas. Here we go. Sue. OMG. Kelly Dodd says Vicky.
Hold on, Sue Cohen. Is this Andy Cohen's mom?
What?
Oh, no, that's Evelyn Cohen.
Oh.
Says Vicky has a big ass, so Vicky attacks her with drug accusations and parenting lies. At Andy, if Vicky isn't fired after this season, shame on at Bravo TV. I'm sick of watching this.
So true.
People are talking about this. She might be the new Phaedra. They want her gone. And Kelly said on Twitter, I'm not going to come back if Vicky comes back. Mm-hmm. She's like, how could I? How could I come back from that? How can I face her? Yeah. She's like, what kind of example would I set for my daughter? So the gauntlet is set.
Yeah. Kelly said it. She's like, I'm not coming back next season if Vicky is there.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Garrett, did I fabricate an entire season? Kelly Dodd spent more time with filming with her daughter than the rest of the Housewives this season. Here's hoping that this is the last season with Vicky Gunvalson. Proves how vile that woman can be.
Yep.
Moving along. This one's from Pat. I never thought I would be Team Kelly, but
thanks,
bitch,
Pat.
Here I am.
Hold on. His handle is Hoco Homo.
Thanks, Pat.
That's so true. I never thought I'd find myself being Team Kelly.
No, I love Kelly. Kelly brings it, even though she's so inappropriate. Like, I mean, she called Heather Dubrow a see you next Tuesday.
I know. Mm-hmm.
For that, she wins everything.
That was just a little too much.
This is from KO's sister. I still can't quite understand how Vicky remains in business, spreading and starting horrible rumors about people. If Phaedra had to go for spreading horrendous rumors, then Vicky needs to go too.
That's so true.
I couldn't pull any other tweets because these are the type of tweets that were coming out.
People are really upset with Vicky. People are really, really pissed off at Vicky. I mean, she really went there.
Doxy Mama.
Talk about my ass, I'm bringing up cocaine. The tweets continue.
Doxy Mama says, Kelly needs to accept the fact that Vicky was only her friend because Vicky was on the outs with Tamara and Shannon at the time and needed an ally.
That's true.
Why is she expecting loyalty? I don't know.
That's true. Everybody was questioning Kelly last season. Like, why are you siding on? What's the issue?
Mm-hmm.
And keep
Alicia
going.
Alicia has, wow, part one was rough with Shannon's face. Exactly what we're thinking.
Shannon really had the most honest face throughout the entire reunion. She was mortified, as I was. I couldn't believe what was happening. They just all needed to simmer down. And I wanted to see more of everybody else. I was really just getting kind of sick of Vicky.
Me it was too. Like a Vicky episode. Tamara hates that Vicky is in love, Terry says. Do we believe this? I wanted to pull this up just to see in the chat what people think.
Tamara hates that Vicky is in love.
I don't think so.
No. I don't think she's that hateful. Mm-hmm. She's just two-faced.
Whitney says, clearly, Kelly spends time with her daughter and we watch all season. They have a unique and amazing relationship. She supports her daughter's dreams and also teaches her to give back. Shame on you, Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If freaking Vicky goes, maybe Tamara should go as well.
I don't think Tamara will ever leave.
Well, she didn't start the show either.
No, but she's been hanging on forever.
She has been.
I see in the chat that some people aren't upset with Vicky. Mm-hmm. She's the OG of the OC.
News and gossip?
News and gossip!
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, you guys. So I found this article saying that Vicky feels betrayed by her boyfriend Steve's shocking divorce secrets. According to Radar Online has just been digging up so much information about him. And she said that all this stuff coming out about
Steve's... It's the next one, Josh.
Oh, no, I didn't send it. Sorry, guys.
But you can bring up this picture. Yeah. It's fine.
Sources close to Vicky say all of the stuff coming out about Steve's past marriages have thrown Vicky for a head spin because she didn't know any of it.
Yes.
So she knew that Steve and her exes had not ended in such great terms. In the papers obtained by Radar Online from the divorce, it stated that his ex-wife claimed that Steve had been sharing an apartment with his girlfriend at the time, which goes against their religious beliefs.
Hmm.
5 years later, Steve got married again to his ex-wife, again citing irreconcilable differences. But the whole thing was that he had an extra affair. It's just affair after affair, appeared at a hotel. Ooh. Yes, and then going after his exes. So a lot of stuff keeps on being digged out about him.
And then Vicky Gunvalson reveals who Kelly Dodd, like, told her used cocaine. But it fires back claims of hypocrisy just because Michael's flat out denying all of this. It's Vicky's word against Michael.
Well, he's going to stand by his wife and the daughter of their child.
And that's what Kelly said on the show. She's like, Michael's always going to have my back. And that's when Vicky really wanted to dig in and just really, I feel like she was just trying to be very hateful. You don't want to do that. You don't want to get in the middle of that. They're fine the way they are. Mm-hmm. I think it was just getting too dirty. We also found this picture of Gina and Matt and their family. This is it. He is so cute,
isn't
he? He's
a hunk. Oh, that little boy looks just like him.
Mm-hmm. The kids are really, really cute. The family is just very attractive. But yes, the article says why Gina and her husband are getting divorced. And it's basically just what we heard on the show. It's just a childhood love. It's a young love that has its expiration date. Mm-hmm. They're just both growing in two different directions. And I feel like his business has a lot to do with it as well. I feel like when you're getting really, really successful in your business, sometimes your personal life suffers mm-hmm. and it does go on the back burner.
Yep.
And we all know Devil Wears Prada when he says, let me know when your whole life goes up in flames. That means it's time for a promotion.
Ooh, that's so true.
And we have this picture of Vicky that we brought up that we found on the internet. Liza Minnelli lies. Let's pull it up.
Hey, old chum, come to the cabaret.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
I love this photo. The broom.
It's for time you guys, for with the casserole.
For those of you who are listening and are not watching, it's a picture of Vicky Gunvalson dressed like Liza Minnelli holding a casserole, and it says Lies.
Liza Minnelli.
L-I-E-S. Lies. Liza Minnelli. Lies.
Mm-hmm. Because Tamara Vicky was laughing her ass off. Like, it was just so funny.
I mean, Vicky's just, I feel like she's just reaching. I feel like she is lying about the Coke thing. I don't know if that was really something that we heard. I feel like it would have been thrown into the storyline way, you know what I mean? Why save it for the reunion?
Because the season wasn't all that great. Maybe they knew that.
They needed an explosive ending.
I don't know. It looks like there's still some exploding to come. Emily still has to explode on everybody.
If you think somebody was watching and they didn't watch the whole season, if they saw this, it'd be like, what kind of show is this? You know, like they did a really great job.
Can I say I'm waiting for Emily to pull up that binder that she had because it looked like she had so much content in there.
Let's talk about
girl,
predictions. Yes. Predictions, predictions, predictions.
Predicting.
Predictions.
All right, go, Maite.
I'm going to predict exactly what I said right now. I feel like Emily is going to bring out all the proof that she needs and is going to basically throw shade at everyone. That's my theory.
I'm predicting Shannon and Gina are going to have like a come to... They're going to hug it out. They're going to do something.
I like that.
They're going to do something.
I like where Thomas is going with that. I feel like it's really going to come to head. I feel like Emily is going to have a lot to say because we have to forget the whole Kelly and the I'm going to kill you thing hasn't really surfaced yet. So I feel like there's a lot more explosions to come. You can follow us here on Monday nights. We only have a couple more episodes. We're going to really get into it. Follow us on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. And make sure to just keep watching us because I'm doing Atlanta... Real Housewives of Atlanta in 10 minutes on AfterBuzz Reality. So just stay tuned. Go get a drink of water and come back and watch me do Atlanta.
Yes. Hey, guys. I'm Thomas Serlina. Watch my YouTube series, Your Time with Thomas. Follow me everywhere on social media at Thomas Serlina. And stay connected with me.
Hey, guys. I'm Maite Carrillo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. And reunion part 2 of Shaz of Sunset this Thursday at 8.
Vicky and Kelly, let us know. Bye, AfterBuzzers.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.